Good evening. This is the Prime Evening News for today, Tuesday, December 20th, 2016. I'm your presenter, Linda Martin. In the headlines, Rosal South MP says productive sector stagnant despite government's attempts to stimulate growth. Patient gets compensation for botched blood transfusion 10 years later. And ISIS group claims Berlin lorry attack. The news is brought to you Compliments Courts Dominica Limited. The details of these and more stories are coming up.
The countdown to Christmas is on!
What?
Shop at Courts! Get double the products and double the deals with BOGO! The gift that keeps on giving. Buy one, get one 50% off at Courts. Tuesday 20th and Wednesday 21st December. Plus, pay nothing till March 2017. Get what you need in time for Christmas with BOGO at Courts. Terms and conditions apply. See in-store for details. Courts, bringing value home.
Welcome back. Rosal South MP Joshua Francis is of the view that Dominica's productive sector has grown stagnant despite the government's attempts to stimulate growth. Francis claims that the National Employment Program is unsustainable and is widely believed to be a politically driven endeavor rather than an economically stable program.
The sector in Dominica has been stubbornly sluggish. And the question is whether the NEP program has contributed to the activation or stimulation of the productive sector, because that's one of the major problems we have in Dominica right now. Our productive sector has basically gone stagnant, and only if the NEP program lent assistance to stimulate the productive sector, then we would probably get more benefit. But again, the program is not a sustainable program. It has not really stimulated the productive sector. And some may even want to argue, as perceived by many, that it is more political than an economic program to really help Dominica to grow and to move forward.
Economist Dr. Thompson Fontaine has responded to statements made by former director of audit Clarence Christian. Christian recently argued that the economy under the leadership of the Dominica Labour Party is not as bad as many claim.
If an economy is in serious trouble, the little economics I learned is that people would be saving, people would be saving. So there would be a run on the banks and on the credit unions. Last year, I have credit union report before me. The savings deposit increased by $17 million from $217 million to $234 million at the credit union alone. So even that economy, and that is the poor people, we have to really save. If things were bad as we claim this morning, as we claim in, people would be saving.
There has been much debate.
Fontaine says the statements made by Christian regarding Dominica's economy are filled with errors and do not reflect the factual situation within the country's economy.
There has been much debate lately because we've heard individuals talking about, in particular, the former Auditor General, Mr. Clarence Christian, claiming that, the economy is doing well because there is over $1 billion in the banks of Dominica, and everybody should shout hip hip hooray because we are fine and dandy. And I was shocked actually to hear this, and I think it's important for us to kind of set the record straight. Money in the bank, or large levels of deposits in the banking system, says absolutely zero about the economy. And I'll tell you why, all right? The fact of the matter is you could have a small number of savers, for example, small number of people that are contributing towards those savings, one. Secondly, it is the case that because the banks are not lending as much as they should, that you have this buildup of deposits. Because typically what happens, individuals put their monies into the bank. The bank then turns around and on lend to the public. So you have usually a very low level of deposits because the monies are out there working either for consumers or for businesses. In this case, the bank is simply parking the money. So it is not working in the economy. So to simply point to the level of deposits and say, well, yeah, you know, the economy is great and everything is good because we have large deposits, actually the reverse is true.
Telecommunications giant Flo says it has been keeping its prepaid mobile customers connected with its cashless mobile top-up app, Flo Lend, which is said to have advanced more than US $1 million in less than 6 months in mobile credit, and in partnership with Juvo won the Mondato Innovation Award for Digital Finance and Commerce this month. James McElvana, VP Products and Cable and Wireless and Operator of Flo, said, "We are proud to have partnered with Juvo to develop an app that addresses the needs of our customers, which in this case is anytime, anywhere access. Since many of our prepaid customers don't use credit cards and usually rely on in-store cash top-ups, Flo Lend gives them the assurance that they can always stay connected even when they are out of cash and can't make it to a top-up station. We're happy to provide this convenient option to our customers, and we're honored to be recognized for our efforts and investments in technology that has transformed our customers' experience." Director of the Dominica Infirmary, Annie St. Luce, says that funds are being offered by the government of Dominica, which will be used for much-needed renovations at the institution. St. Luce says this initiative by the government is timely.
The Dominica Infirmary is elated and we feel relieved by the Prime Minister's announcement last week. And we will be utilizing the money to assist us with much-needed renovation to our doors, as well as to do some plumbing. We've had a problem for a while with the plumbing at the infirmary, the entire plant, actually. And that some of that money will be utilized to do an entire new system for plumbing, as well as to assist us in meeting some of the needs of our residents, because we've had a little shortfall in meeting some of those needs. One of the areas that we struggle a lot with is provision of adult diapers and so on for our residents, and it's been quite costly. And so an increase in subventions will really assist us in meeting the needs of the residents and maintaining the institution on a whole. So again, we are quite elated, and this is coming in at a very timely time of the year, that we are ending a year and we're beginning a new year, and it would really put us on a good standing with our creditors and so on. So we really appreciate it.
Director of the Dominica Infirmary, Annie St. Luce. In an exclusive interview with Q95 News, sales and marketing manager Kamisha Richards said the Fort Young Hotel has been assisting the Grotto Home without support from other corporate bodies from 10 years. She added that the Fort Young Hotel has also assisted other charitable organizations in Dominica. However, the focus during this season is on the Grotto Home. Here is Kamisha Richards with more.
Well, we have been doing it in isolation, not necessarily with any other corporate body, just Fort Young as a corporate citizen, doing this for a number of years. You know, it's been a well-received program by the Grotto. And so the Grotto, in addition to other places like Chances and Operation Quick, but mainly the Grotto, I guess, because it's very close to the Fort Young. It's in our district, so kind of feel like part of them, so that's the reason why we always choose Grotto as our preferred. I do not want to say that we are leading, because I'm not sure what the other corporate bodies are doing, but I just know that we are making our contribution, and for us that's the most important thing, just making a contribution. I'm sure that other companies do the same. We're just ensuring that we're being very, very good corporate citizens to the less fortunate.
Meanwhile, Richard says this year's lunch day at the Grotto Home was a complete success. Richards added that Fort Young Hotel is proud to be helping the elderly in such an effective way, and has also been providing monetary contributions, bedding items, linen items, and food to the Grotto Home for over 10 years.
Well, the Fort Young Hotel has for more than 10 years been donating dinner to the Grotto's kitchen every evening. Well, that's Monday to Friday. Mondays to Fridays. And we've been doing that for over 10 years. So we decided that this time around, we will come and actually serve the residents of the Grotto a meal today in light of the Christmas season and in keeping with the Christmas spirit. Every month, we also make a donation, a monetary donation to the Grotto. And in addition to this, we also donate linen items, bedding items, cutlery, kitchen items to the Grotto on a yearly basis. So the Grotto, we have really kind of adopted the Grotto for quite a number of years. Many persons may not know about it, but it's something that we do just to ensure that, you know, the less fortunate are well taken care of and well kept throughout the year. And so on Christmas, we decided that, you know, we'll come and socialize a bit, sing some carols with them, play some games, and to serve them their lunch as opposed to just serving from our kitchen at work. So we've prepared a lovely meal for them. There's ham, you know, Christmas. It's not Christmas without ham. And some sorrel juice and fish and pork and chicken, and just ensuring that they have, you know, a really nice Christmas meal from the Fort Young this season.
And that was Fort Young Hotel Sales and Marketing Manager, Kamisha Richards. In the region, a former patient has been awarded $4 million Jamaican dollars in compensation for an error that took place 10 years ago at the University Hospital of the West Indies. Barbara Wright was given a blood transfusion with the wrong blood type in March 2006. She later sued the Mona Hospital, claiming that she had suffered physical and mental injuries. Wright claimed that she had suffered from hypertension and post-traumatic stress disorder, among other complaints. The hospital admitted liability in the matter, but challenged the amount being sought for compensation. The Supreme Court accepted submissions from both sides and found that Wright did suffer physical and mental injuries. Receiving the wrong type of blood during a blood transfusion can trigger an ABO incompatibility reaction, a rare but serious and potential fatally response by the immune system to incompatible blood. And so-called Islamic State has said one of its militants carried out the lorry attack on a Berlin Christmas market, which left 12 people dead. The identity of the attacker has not been established, and there was no immediate way of verifying the claim. German prosecutors have freed the only suspect, citing insufficient evidence. He was identified by media only as Pakistani national Naved B. Officials suggested that the perpetrator or perpetrators might be on the run. ISIS said through its news agency that one of its soldiers had carried out the attack, in which 49 people were also injured, in response to calls to the target nationals of the coalition countries. And that's the Prime Evening News, but first, a recap of our headlines. Roseau South MP says productive sector stagnant despite government's attempts to stimulate growth. Patient gets compensation for botched blood transfusion 10 years later. And ISIS group claims Berlin lorry attack. The news was brought to you through the very kind compliments of Quartz Dominica Limited. Remember, if you missed any of our newscasts, log on to our website at www.q95da.com to view the stories, or click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. Also, for any breaking story or latest development, send us your iReports via text or WhatsApp message to 615-1426 or 276-2147. On behalf of the entire Q95 News team, I've been your presenter, Linda Martin.